The War's Toll for the 7 days through July 5th, 2006. I'll be reading the names of U.S. and coalition soldiers who were reported killed in the past week in Iraq and Afghanistan, and also the names of some Iraqi civilians who were reported killed. All were reported killed March 23rd, 2003, just 4 days into the invasion. But first, the numbers. As of the end of the day today, 2,765 coalition soldiers have been killed in Iraq. Of that number, 2,539 are U.S. soldiers. In the past week, 10 U.S. and coalition soldiers were reported killed in Iraq. In Afghanistan, 403 coalition soldiers have been killed since the invasion, October 2001. Of that number, 315 are U.S. soldiers. In the past week, 5 coalition soldiers were killed in Afghanistan. Also, in the past week, at least 95 Afghanis were reported killed, bringing the total in June of 2006 to 679, and so far in July, at least 55 Afghanis killed. These numbers are from iCasualties.org. Back to Iraq, the official total of Iraqi civilian deaths since the invasion, March 2003, stands at 43,269, although estimates from other sources put the number at well over perhaps 200,000 Iraqi civilians. In the past week, then, at least 198 Iraqis were killed, bringing the total in June of 2006 to 870, and so far in July, at least 134. We'll also note a Reuters report that put the total of bodies that went to just the Baghdad morgue alone was well over 1,500 in the month of June. And now I'll first read the names of Iraqi civilians. Again, these civilians were reported killed March 23rd, 2003. Raad Mukhif Faris, unknown aged male. Rache Gulwood, 55-year-old man. Riach Cliffsad, 58-year-old man. Khrema Kather Juni, 70-year-old woman. Una Qasem Gabir Lasbai, 16-year-old girl. Saad Akhil Gabar Hayath, 5-year-old boy. Saad Kamal Ajel, 9-year-old boy. Saad Shaban, 31-year-old man. Saad Thamer Shribdhan, 22-year-old man. Saadun Doraid Sultan, unknown-aged male. I'll now read the names of coalition soldiers reported killed in the last week in Afghanistan. On the 24th of June, Joseph F. First III, 26 years old, U.S. Army National Guard, Tampa, Florida. On the 25th of June, Justin R. Davis, 19 years old, U.S. Army, Gaithersburg, Maryland. On the 27th of June, David Patton, 39 years old, British Army, no hometown given. Also on the 27th of June, Paul Bartlett, 36 years old, British Army, no hometown given. On the 28th of June, Aaron M. Greiner, 24 years old, U.S. Army, Tampa, Florida. On the 1st of July, Peter Thorpe, 28 years old, British Army, Cumbria, England. Also on the 1st of July, Jabron Hashmi, 25 years old, British Army, Birmingham, England. On the 2nd of July, Carlo Ligori, 41 years old, Italian Army, no hometown given. Now I'll read the names of U.S. and coalition soldiers whose names were released as killed in the past week. On the 27th of June, Terry O.P. Wallace, 33, U.S. Army, Winnsboro, Louisiana. On the 28th of June, Rex A. Page, 21 years old, U.S. Marine, Kirksville, Missouri. On the 29th of June, Brian C. Lucky, 25 years old, U.S. Army, Tampa, Florida. Also on the 29th of June, Christopher D. Rose, 21 years old, U.S. Army, San Francisco, California. And also on the 29th of June, Ryan J. Clark, 19 years old, U.S. Army, Lancaster, California. On the 30th of June, Kyle Miller, 19 years old, U.S. Army National Guard, Wilmer, Minnesota. On the 1st of July, Carl Jerome Ware, Jr., 22 years old, U.S. Air Force, Glassboro, New Jersey. On the 2nd of July, Justin Noyes, 23 years old, U.S. Marine, Veneta, Oklahoma. On the 3rd of July, Paul Pabla, 23 years old, U.S. Air National Guard, Fort Wayne, Indiana. This has been the war's toll for the 7 days through the 5th of July, 2006. I'm Scott Berguin from KSOWLP in Cottage Grove, Oregon. As always, our hearts go out to all of the fallen, their loved ones, families, neighbors in all countries.